Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm Jacqueline.
Hey, girl, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. Keeping up with all the craziness that's been going on. So, you got to like that.
Well, I missed so much doing the show last week, but circumstances dictated that we just couldn't make that happen. So, here we are again tonight, doing some live readings on the air and telling you a little bit what's going on cosmically. And I'd like to start off mentioning a little bit about this beautiful new moon we just had. I know that you and I both write it up in our newsletter that we do every month for everybody, but the public at large doesn't always know exactly what's going on, only the things that really kind of get out there in a big way. But I think this is the last of the Star of David formations that we're going to see this year in water and earth. But it's also had a mystic rectangle in that chart. And so it's a pretty exciting energy because of, I felt, all the Pisces Virgo polarity points about people wanting to do their own inner analysis, inner healing, to exercise their faith, to get past those things that do seem out of balance.
Absolutely. That's one of the things that, you know, that I thought was really great about this new moon is that it was truly a cleansing. It really indicated what was out of balance, what wasn't out of balance. And it really, from what I saw, brought a lot of people to an opening or an enlightenment and an awakenment to really, okay, even though I'm going down the wrong path, I'm going to switch right now and go down the right path. You know, I found a lot of people making different decisions off of this one than what they normally would.
Exactly. I like that Virgo energy because it does have a very perfecting intelligence.
It's definitely an analytical thing.
Well, of course, we know what the big thing is that's going on today.
Mars square Saturn.
Yes. Yes. And amazing thing about this square, I think, is I think people are going to have more of the courage of their convictions and stand on their truths in a much deeper and more profound way.
Yes. There, it's definitely an action taking towards your truth, towards your real inner truth, you know, and really putting it out there and learning from that experience and taking that step out, especially with the Virgo Sun energy. It really makes it to where it's okay to go out and to take that step at this point in time and make a stand for your truth.
Exactly. And it's so interesting that the time we have the show tonight, Venus and the Moon are just kissing at the same degree. And I'm like,
absolutely.
Oh, I like that. I like that so much. And the moon's void, of course, so who knows? It's silly season. We could come up with some bizarre things on the show tonight.
Balance everything out. Show the beauty of, or the irony of the situation.
Yes. Yeah, Mars is moving closer and closer to a nice trine with Uranus and Aries, too, though. Over the next couple of days, we're going to feel that energy quite a bit, so I think people can come to some remarkable revelations about who they really are and what they're about.
Absolutely. And what they need to take a stand on and what they don't need to take a stand on. You know, it's both sides. Learning this is the thing I need to work with and letting go of the things that you have no control over.
And that's hard to do.
Absolutely. I think that's everybody that has that challenge of, you know, it's really hard to do sometimes when you really care about something, but you can't do anything about it, just to let it go.
Exactly. Acceptance.
Absolutely. And, you know, I'm always amazed. Sometimes things come back around that are just, you wouldn't even think would happen when you let it go.
Yes, God works in mysterious ways.
Absolutely.
And he has a great sense of humor.
Oh, that's for sure. You know, I know no other creature that has such a great sense of humor. I'll tell you that. It's amazing.
So I hear the rumor has that you're on your way back to Florida here within the next month or so.
Absolutely. Next month I will be returning back to Florida and be off and running and working at the Spark of Divine and the B&A Flea Market and doing some parties and some psychic fairs. And I've already got quite a few things booked.
Well, that's great. I'm loving that. Yeah, I have some fairs, too, that are coming up. I'm going to do a beautiful wedding for one of my girlfriend's daughters next weekend in Chesapeake, Virginia.
Oh.
So I'm looking forward to that. And we've got some nice fairs going on here, one at the Lifestream Center where I do all my readings. And then I have a new one that they started in Forest, Virginia. And it's beautiful. It's called the Festival of Light, and it's going to be a large outside covered area. A lot of practitioners going to that one. And also we have the Pride Festival here, so I'm going to be doing that with a little bit hippie. So a lot of good things are coming in this fall for people to get together, people that are like-minded, you know, share that like the kindred spirit experience. It's just going to be a really nice fall, I think. I'm hearing a lot more going on even over in Virginia Beach area this year.
Absolutely. There's a lot going on as far as the spiritual community is concerned. And, you know, here again, I think that has to do with the Neptune effect. The Neptune in Pisces is really opening up at people to the avenue of that and really showing them a stronger spiritual side. And, of course, because of the challenges that most people have had during this period of time where we've had some highly unusual transits.
To say the least. I had to say that. Well, we have a number of people on hold today waiting for us to perhaps give them some valuable insight and to kind of like pop them up and get them into this whole Mars and Leo transit.
All right.
You ready?
Oh, yes.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
Hey, Aphrodite and Jacqueline. How's it going?
Hey, Jay. What's been happening? What's shaking with you?
Not too much. I just wonder, you know, just interesting energies right now, so I'm getting kind of like pooped out, but it's been interesting, actually. So I just wondered, my question, Aphrodite and Jacqueline, is part of my money situation right now. I got to pay a number of bills and, you know, back taxes and stuff like that. I just wondered, what do you see for the next 2-3 months or this month for that? Maybe I'll phone you next month or whatever, but it's really doing a number on me right now.
Okay, Jay. I need your birth information again. I'm really sorry.
Oh, I'll give it to you. It's March 24th of 64.
Okay.
At 11:54 p.m.
Okay.
In Medicine Hat, Canada. And right now he lives in Edmonton, Canada.
Thanks.
Thank you. I'm saving you right now.
Yeah, she's been having some electronic issues.
Oh. And I'm rebuilding my whole database now. So
fun with computers.
Okay. Well, I'm not seeing an immediate resolution around your financial situation. I'm seeing that there is going to be a return to secure space, but it's going to take you several months to do it, really, because Uranus is in that fourth house of your security square in your eighth house of the way that you deal with your finances and your debt. And it's retrograde right now, so it's a time to rework your plan, I guess, as much as you can, as much as you're able. And once that planet goes direct in the second week of December, you might feel like, ah, oh, I'm glad that's over. But what do you think, Jacqueline?
I am going to, because I see where she's, you know, I see where you're coming up with that. And it's really interesting because at this point in time, I'll also say that Jupiter is going through your eighth house of other people's finances. I agree with her that this is a time of reorganization, and this I would suggest to you some kind of refinancing type thing to where you reassess how your bills are being paid or consolidate them into something to where you have a different type of debt than what you do now. And I do agree. Your relief doesn't come until December. I'll agree with Aphrodite about that. Okay, you will feel, and I am going to say this, Pluto is in your second house, and it is going to go direct, so it is starting to set a better direction as far as your debt is concerned. Okay? Okay. I don't feel that you're going to do some kind of bankruptcy thing or something like this. Okay? Do you understand it that way?
Mm-hmm.
But it's more of a debt consolidation or a different way of paying it than you would normally pay it. Okay?
Right.
I think this is a perfect time to come up with that. I think there's answers out there as far as that's concerned that is a little bit more creative. But, yeah, you're not going to – unfortunately, I agree with Aphrodite with that one. And not until December are you going to not really feel like you're under pressure with your finances. It's a little dramatic, but it's okay.
Okay.
Because Pluto was squaring your sun this year, and but now it's at the ninth degree, and it's going to go direct the 21st of this month. So you might already at that point have made a shift and found a way you can work with something more effectively. Or to, like she said, either consolidate or eliminate. Like for right now, I have three different phone systems. And I've been trying to get this company to put them all in my business rather than having business in domestic here in the U.S., and I cannot get a hold of a person to do this for me. And I've been trying to work on this probably since last February. Okay? But if I once do that, that is going to save me. It's going to make things a lot less tight. Let me put it that way with me.
Yeah.
But it's just, I feel like I'm going against the flow of the energy because of some of these ponderous planets all being retrograde this summer. I haven't been able to make the progress I would have liked.
All right. Okay. Alrighty.
Anything else?
Well, that's about it. So it's always interesting talking each week or every couple of weeks, listening to what's going on. So just getting hammered and being truthful what I got to do. So
that's what you got to do right now. It'll get a little easier, but that's the right direction at this point in time. This Virgo energy is put your nose to the grindstone.
Of course.
Yeah, sorry to say that.
But you have to find the joy in it. You know, and I'll say this, you have to find the joy in it. If you have to do it, have fun with it, you know. It might not be a fun thing to do, but don't take it so seriously. That's where your faith comes in. Know that you're not going to be financially devastated with this, but, you know, kind of lighten it up a little bit even though it's heavy. You know,
yeah.
Look at it a little differently. Okay?
Okay. Alrighty, thank you much, ladies.
Well, have a stellar week.
You too.
All right.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Such a sweetheart. He's so creative, too. And I think creative people, especially when they're doing a lot of creative things, sometimes they do become more generous with other people, too. And before you realize it, the money you had for spending money is gone. Like, oh, I'm
that
happy.
Happens.
Sure, let's go out and have dinner. Let's take in that concert. Oops. But it's all good in the end. I think he's going to work.
It is.
Oh, you're ready for the next one?
Okay.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you? You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, I'm fine. How are you all? I'm just listening in to the astrological forecast.
Do you have a question for us tonight?
Well, yes, well, of course, always. what's going on with my chart? I can't even call it. There's so much going on. It's July 5th, 1963.
And what time were you born?
9:56 a.m.
Oh, excellent. And what city were you born in?
Memphis. Yeah.
You're still there, right?
I'm still here.
Uh-huh. I remember that. Okay.
Huh. Have you ever thought about moving out of Memphis?
All the time. I'm trying to get away. I think there's going to be some major changes going on soon. I'm in 9 years as well. And I really want to go, but I just haven't, you know, I haven't decided where or, but I'm at the point now I'm just ready to just take off.
Yeah, well, I'm feeling it. What are you doing for a living?
Nursing.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And it that is got to go as well.
Well, you know, what I like about your chart is that you're such a nurturer. You know, you really are. You have a natural nurturing touch. However, staying in one spot for too long will drive you absolutely crazy, okay?
You got it. I figured that out.
Yeah.
It literally drives me crazy.
And with your work, that's one of the problems, okay? If you were to travel a little bit, like the Visiting Nurses Association, where you did a job and then you left and you did a job and then you left, I'd like to see something more like that with you, okay? I think you could utilize your skills as far as the nursing field is in a different form than what you are now, okay? And I think that would help out a great deal because you know, you get restless, and you're at that point where it, see, Memphis makes you work. That's the reason why I said, you know, I think it's time for you to leave Memphis, is because it's a working environment for you naturally in your chart. So you're going to work till the day you die if you live in Memphis, okay? And it's not because you have to. It's because you have to have that purpose, okay? You always have to be fulfilled in what you do, okay? And that won't change. But it's a matter of working smart instead of working hard. Do you understand it that way? Okay?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So what do you see, Aphrodite? What do you think?
Well, I think that she wants to do more holistic kinds of healing. Don't you?
Yeah.
Yes.
And that's why there's a lot of different organizations now that also just teach healing touch to the nurses, not necessarily Reiki per se, but it's a similar kind of technique where they actually do heal the entire person. A lot of the up-and-coming cancer institutes especially, they treat the person body, mind, and spirit. And I think in that kind of a stimulating environment, you could still work for an organization and do your nursing, but in a different way, if you wanted to stay with the organizational security, okay? I also think, I agree with Jacqueline, that busy nursing might work for you, especially if you were dealing with people that were going to get better, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That were,
absolutely.
Say, for instance, they were post-operative people, and you were helping them that 6 weeks, okay? They just had a hip replacement. They have to have physical therapists coming and going. This kind of thing where each case history is individual and you're really a co-creator of the person's care and it's personal. And I think that's what you need, is something that's much more personable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, actually this week I got that intuitively, you know, trying to figure out what am I going to do and how am I going to do it. And I came to that conclusion. I need to do something personal where I'm really helping, don't really want to deal with the dying, but people who are getting well.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I agree with Aphrodite on that one. You don't want to go in the hospice. And that's why I said V&A more than hospice, is because you being around them will depress you completely. That Sag Moon will just want to run.
Exactly. And now I feel so stuck where I am. I'm really feeling that. It's like driving me crazy. No word to describe it.
Yeah. No, you're not stuck. No, there's another avenue out.
Yeah, no, I've been doing that. I keep coming back and reminding myself, you can change, you can change. Just in the moment being in it, there are certain places that I just can't stand. There's one place that I'm going, and it's literally making me physically sick now. So I know I've got to get out of that.
Well, in your progress chart, you know, this year your sun actually progressed into Virgo, because you progress a day for every year you live here, and your moon progressed over the last 4 months into Scorpio. Your Venus, your planet of love, is about to progress this year also into Virgo. So Venus kissing your sun in your 10th house and your progress chart, you really have to love your work. You have to love your work. If you go to apply for these opportunities that you're seeking now, when you walk in there and you can feel that desire in your heart that you could really love being there or working with those people, having your moon progress into Scorpio, you're going to be very, very psychic with this. You're going to be very psychic instinctive. You'll walk in that door and you'll know whether you should just walk out or you should definitely continue to talk to the people and get in there. So I think you need to trust your instincts more because of these changes that are so recent that have gone on in your progress chart, which is the person you're becoming.
Okay. So that's different from trances, right?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So you've already been through your Cancer cycle, and you've gone through your Leo cycle, and now you're basically, you've just entered your Sun in Virgo cycle here, which means that it has to be interesting, but because Venus is so close to your Sun, you have to love it, too. You have to love it, too. So this is why you're feeling so much that impetus of change. You know, we can see it in your transits, too, because the transit energy is kind of like setting you up to embrace the newness of who you're becoming. But the progress chart shows it kind of like in a one shot for us when we're looking at it astrologically.
Okay.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
Interesting, and I'm feeling all of that. I got to get a progress chart done now. I think I need that.
Okay, well, you can call either one of us. We both do them by phone, and we're happy to help you out and maybe look at possible relocation places for you. We can look at your power lines with astrocartography, too, either on the basis of your Memphis chart or on the basis of your progress. I do the progress normally for people because I want them to tap into the new energies that they're experiencing as far as their own soul evolvement in a different way. I like to look at both.
I like that. Okay.
And Jacqueline, also, she can also help with things like your solar return. Now, if you make the change, because this year was a year that you were supposed to go through a change, could you pull her solar return up on screen, Jacqueline, for her?
That's what I was just doing.
That's your expertise there. She's great with this. She's awesome with this.
And here again, your sun is back to its 10th house, but you do have a Libra rising this year, okay? And your Pluto is in opposition with your midheaven. And so it's making this major shift this year.
Yeah.
As far as calling you to really get to the foundation of what you truly want to do here. Again, even in your solar return, you're being pushed in this. You're great, you know, and this is a perfect time to look for a job, okay, a new job. Because here again, it's a great, your Mars in Gemini is in the ninth house of higher education and understanding more and learning more and growing and expanding more, as well as your Jupiter. And then you've got your part of fortune in the public. Whenever I see that part of fortune in the public like that, especially in Virgo, it means that everybody at your work is going to love you. Okay, so wherever you go, as long as you want, wherever you go, they're going to love you. You're going to be easy to be hired. Do you understand it that way? Now, the other aspect of this in the solar return is because this is the timing for it. And I do strongly suggest before July that you take advantage of this because your Chiron this year is in your sixth house of your day-to-day work. You want to know why you're sick of it? It's because there's all the drama, all the explosions, all this little crap that you are just – it's like little tiny things that have built up into this huge mountain. You're never going to climb it because it's so huge because it's all this petty stuff that they're doing at your work. So it's forcing you to transform and change. Whenever I see that aspect in the sixth house, usually they either change positions or they actually change their work itself, what they're doing. Okay, so this is the year for the transformation and change as far as your work is concerned. And I do think that there's some education involved in it as well.
Okay. Really didn't want to do that, but I understand that sometimes you have to go back.
It's not going back. This wouldn't be something like going in back to college and getting a degree. This is something as far as learning something new. It could be a change of a program that you could use to utilize it for you, or a routine, a different type of thing, where your skills, it's just adding to your knowledge that you already know. It's not starting a whole brand new situation. Does that make sense to you?
Yes. Now, you mentioned Chiron and Pisces and that pressure to change and all that. Is that affecting my health? Because I feel like there's something going on the inside. I'm anxious. I'm forgetful. And just not all the time.
The sixth house is not only your day-to-day work, but it's also your major health. Okay. And at this point in time, I have to say I don't really see any major problems with you. Okay, there's no major affliction to show any kind of surgery that you would have or any kind of major thing like that that would transform and change. But even you're in your Chiron return as well. So it's making a major shift as far as your day-to-day routine. This would be more like changing the herbs or changing your diet or exercise routine to modify for your body, you know, and the changes in your body. You're highly intuitive about it, so you should know what direction you need to go. Aphrodite talked about the holistic healing and that type of thing, and I think just it's pushing you as far as your own health care to go in that direction.
Yes, it is.
Exactly.
I'm making some adjustments. But it still kind of concerns me because I just feel so different and so anxious, you know, almost like a pressure.
Because you haven't made the change yet, that's why that's happening. And what's happening is the fatigue is there because you haven't taken the action you desire, I think. But I think once you start to really look, actively look for that opportunity and start to basically marry that thought to an action, you're going to see a lot of that go away.
Well, that's good to hear. Kind of eases my...
And that Mars squaring Saturn we have in the heavens tonight can be the trigger.
You said a Mars squaring Saturn tonight?
It's squaring Saturn in the heavens tonight, and it's basically calling people to take action to respond with for their heart's desire and what lies at the depth of their soul, which is what you're trying to do. So the planetary energies are set up really great this week for you to really say, take a deep breath and just start all over again looking for a new opportunity.
I'm so there, and I'm going to appreciate that energy, so I'm just going to run with it.
Here you go.
It's time. I mean, for real, it's like no time for slacking or, you know, putting things off anymore. It's time to just move forward. I am so feeling that energy.
Keep us
I will. Thank you,
God
ladies. I'll continue. And God bless you, too, both. Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
She's such a giver in that chart, boy. Whew.
Oh, yeah.
She's got it going on. She picked the right field of endeavors for us to work with healing other people. And in any way that she feels fit, I think that she's already healing people in a very metaphysical way just by what she's doing. You know, but it's the, like you said, it's the structure, it's the politics, it's, you know, a lot of other stuff that's going on, and we don't want
Absolutely.
That to take away her inspiration. That's a bad thing.
Yeah, because I do feel that she did, you know, nursing. She's got the perfect, you know, chart for it. So, it's not the work.
That's right. It's the people at the work or the corporation, whatever it might be. You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
Hi, ladies. I'm looking for some insight about my love life.
Okay.
And what's your birthday?
It is 4/14/66.
And what time were you born?
2 p.m.
And what city were you born in?
Chicago.
All right.
Chicago, the Windy City. Do you still live there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I came back here a couple years ago for the wrong reason, and I'm still stuck here, so I'm about to leave and go back to where I was and hopefully reunite with somebody that we just never lost touch. We've kept in touch no matter what.
And where were you going to go back to?
Las Vegas.
Las Vegas, okay.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Talk about night and day.
Yeah, it is. I just, dysfunction where I grew up. It's been like this. I've been depressed. They put me on medication. I've gained 30 pounds. I'm just not myself. And this has never felt like home to me.
I can definitely see that.
Yeah.
I think going back is a great idea from what I'm seeing here. You've got, chart where you were born, you've got Neptune retrograde right on your seventh house cup of personal relationships. Neptune in Pisces, it's all about the idealism of romance. It's all about the idealism of lifestyle. It's all about being inspired, and it's just calling you to go back. Wow, it's amazing.
And my ex was in town, and he surprised me, and he went through my hometown. Guess where I'm at? Everything you told me 5 years ago was right. I didn't realize. And so we've both grown. I guess we have to take some time to grow and do things, but I'm hoping that there's a chance that he and I will reunite as well.
What's his birthday?
3/14/77.
And do you know what time he was born?
No.
Okay. And what city was he born in?
Los Angeles. Let's just say I know that we had Venus conjunct Mars, and that was like, whoa. I figured that one out, but the rest of it I need a little help with from you guys.
Ooh. Well, this is an interesting. This is definitely an interesting relationship. I can understand the growth and learning experience, okay? Because his son is 1 degree off of your Saturn, okay? So he teaches you to learn and grow in many different ways, as far as the relationship is concerned, okay? And it does work to your advantage. Can be a little overly dramatic, and that's where I think sometimes the circumstances lie within the two of you, okay, as far as your challenges are concerned. You know, your Sun and Mars are conjunct each other in your natal chart. You do realize that?
Yes.
Okay.
I didn't know it at the time, but now, yeah, I know.
Because here, with this, what happens is that he's got a conjunction of his Venus South Node in Chiron in Aries, and it's hitting your Sun and your Mars, okay? So there's a strong attraction for him to you, okay? However, it makes for that colorful life of that dramatic situation that he has. He learns from you in an intuitive way, okay? And so there's, you know, you really make him look at his personal values and beliefs a little differently as well. So, I like the relationship as long as the two of you don't become codependent on each other. Okay? That's what I'm going to say about that is because the fire and water sometimes can collide pretty hard, but they can also complement each other pretty hard. What do you think, Aphrodite?
Well, I think they both have a lot of fire and water, and I really like the relationship because the conjunctions are so strong. I also like Jupiter sitting on her north node. I know it's a karmic relationship. She's known him before. And I also think his Capricorn moon can be a little tough.
Yeah.
We don't know what time he was born, but that moon, no matter what time of the day he was born, on the date you gave us, it's somewhere in Capricorn, and I'm not sure if it is squaring your Sun and Mars and his Venus and his natal. That could cause him to have these relationship lessons that he needed to learn, and that's why he even came in this time around. And you might be, as Jacqueline pointed out, his greatest teacher. I really like the relationship. I think there's a tremendous amount of possibility here for something very, very long-term. And where you've been apart and you've kind of come back together, especially with some of the ponderous planets retrograde, no matter what happens, I think this in these next couple of months, this is going to be a very valuable and good experience for you.
Oh, wow. Wow. Yeah, I'm planning on going back. I have a job set up. I'm not going to tell him yet. I'm just going to surprise him. And I think he's just going to be like, you know, overwhelmed. So.
Now, you both need to have, as Jacqueline pointed out, a certain level of independence. And let me tell you why I say that. Your moon is in Aquarius. His Mars is in Aquarius. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things, I've done an awful lot of wedding ceremonies in my profession and stuff, and one of the things I like is one of the poems from Khalil Gibran that says that even the temple has to stand apart in order to stand tall. Like, if you look at the way a temple is on the outside, the beautiful domes that come up, they have to stand apart to make it a secure place. So you have to allow each other some room to grow individually as well as creating the conjugal, wonderful, romantic relationship that you desire.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you should keep that in mind, because if you don't, it could be either you or it could be him, but all of a sudden you say, oh, it's moving too fast. I'm feeling claustrophobic. And you don't want that to happen, because you don't want to start off going back to your new old life and then feel like you have to back up again. Okay?
Yeah, that's what happened the first time. He was all for it, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is overwhelming. This has never happened. Is this true? Is this for real? And I screwed up because I backed off a little bit. So, you know.
And here again.
He's still there.
And here again, I'm going to say this. There's a lot of faith in this. Both of you have Mercury and Pisces. It's feeling
uh-huh.
the other energy. You two know you're connected, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Don't let the little details get to you. Feel it. Feel the love that he has for you and that you have for him, even though there may be some conflicts in this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
Because, again, here, he can be a little dramatic and a little intense. But just go, okay, you know, slow it down. He has that Capricorn moon. He knows to slow it down, okay? And you can
mm-hmm.
distract him a little bit and keep it calm and still know that, you know that, feel the connection that the two of you have.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. That's awesome. So, yeah, I guess my intuition was on the right track, so thank you for verifying that.
Well, keep us posted. We want to know all the details. Call us back.
I will. Thank you. I'll listen to the rest of the show now. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Sweetheart.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Well, you ready for the next one?
Okay.
We're cooking with gas.
So wait for the other shoe to drop.
Right. Oh. Good evening, this is the Illumination Station. How can we help you tonight?
Good evening, thank you so much for picking up the line for me. My name is Veronica.
Okay,
and
Veronica.
Hi there, and I am just, I'm at December 16, 1971.
And what time were you born? Hello?
Yes, I was born at 10:40 p.m.
Okay, and what city were you born in?
Let me spell it for you.
Okay.
It's T as in Thomas, E as in Edgar, H as in home, U as in umbrella, A as in apple, C as in Charles, A as in apple, N as in Nancy, and in Mexico.
Okay, got it.
The state is Puebla, P-U-E-B-L-A.
And what question do you have for us tonight?
Career. I'm currently living in San Jose, California. My career was a very solid job. I mean, lasted 7-plus years, and unfortunately ended in November 22nd, 2012, and it's been a crazy journey just finding another full-time solid position. It's just nothing but little temp jobs, little startup companies that they run out of funds, positions that they hire me, and 3 days later they find out that they closed the whole company. I mean, one job got hired for a week, and then personalities came into play, just didn't work out. I mean, just little things here and there, and I'm just up to my neck with this. Hello?
What kind of job were you working?
doing executive administrative support. I operate out of service, and I enjoy what I do a lot, and I'm good at it. Been working in high-tech, nonprofit, TV, I mean, you name it. I'm not confined to one particular industry. I mean, everybody, any executive needs an assistant, so that will be me.
Well, I can see the love of the diversity, absolutely, with all your Sag, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I love traveling. I'm bilingual. I have great skills, great references. You know, I was listening to one of the readings, and you were saying that people will love you wherever you go. And you know what? I'm just like, whoa, that was me up until recently.
Is there a possibility that they could call you back?
I'm ready to move on. It was a nonprofit. It was a convent. I'm in my 40s. It's really not helping my social life or my romantic life for sure.
Okay.
I was in peace. I felt that a chapter ended. I was there for a purpose. I embraced it very dearly. I learned a lot. I grew up a lot. I became much more grounded, much more spiritual, very grateful. I was in peace. I did not put any resistance. And there is a lot of contact. I'm still assisting them, but more on like a freelance consulting basis. I need my new home. I'm looking for my new home, and I couldn't wait to go back to private sector and, you know, high-tech and so on.
There you go.
Yeah, you do like the progressive high-tech field.
Yep.
You know, I do feel that that's the right direction for you as far as this is concerned. And you're quick enough to catch on to anything. You're extremely intelligent. So
thank
an
you.
Executive assistant, you just pick right up on and, you know, okay, how do we solve this? This is how we do it, you know. And so you've got that working for you, and you still haven't lost your luck. The thing is I don't think that you've found that true passion yet, okay? And I think that you really have to be waiting for that, okay? I do feel that it's going to come in an inspiration and in a moment, but, you know, sometimes to make these long-term changes, you just have to wait the circumstances out and, you know, try this out or try that out. And I know it's frustrating for you, but I think this is a time where you're waiting for the right job to drop in front of you. And until you get that, I don't think it's going to, you're not going to settle in any kind of job.
Right. I still need to manifest the means to sustain my home and continue with my everyday mundane life, paying bills, you know, the rent and so on. I'm very philosophical, and I see that there is a grand plan. And like I said, I have no resistance to it. I'm in peace. Still, I need to manifest. So I'm sending out resumes. I'm going through interviews. I had 3 interviews last week. I'm doing translations, I'm doing little things to sustain myself, but I'm still missing the big, reliable paycheck that I need so much.
Well, I think if you're going to manifest that, it's probably not going to be for at least a week. I think some of the interviews you've been going to have potential, but for some reason, I think over the next week, even if these people don't necessarily call you back, whatever, I think within the next week or so, you're going to retake your bearings. I think when Pluto goes direct in Capricorn, which it does on the 21st, I think you're going to retake your bearings, and you're going to realize that maybe even a couple of things you've already applied for, you really don't want, okay? And then I think once you can, as Jacqueline pointed out, become more focused on what you do want, that's when the doors start to open. But I think you're looking at mid-October for change.
Mid-October. I've been running a bed and breakfast also. It started 2 years ago, actually, and I've been welcoming foreigners into my home. When I had my son, my life changed. I couldn't travel anymore, and traveling is a big passion for me. And since
You're
I couldn't
sad.
Go out to the world, I figured I can bring the world home. So I've been welcoming foreigners in my home, and it's been helping me, you know, to raise income and so on. And it's been a beautiful, rewarding experience in so many levels.
And it will be, and I truly like that. I love that because you have Neptune, Mercury, Moon, Jupiter, and your Sun in your fourth house of the home, okay? So having different people in your home and having that circle to where you get to expand and intellectualize with different people is great. I would continue on with that. I have to highly encourage that. I think that's a great thing for you.
Yeah, I mean, I cannot go out to the world. I feel I can bring the world to my home. And they all have been very enriching experiences. Also, another thing that came up as a result of this, which I didn't plan or I didn't even know, once people are in one place, either for a week or for 3 days, life takes over. Conversations take place, and a lot of sharing is start taking place. And I realize I'm very good at listening, and the same skills that I have applied for corporate, I've been applying in a one-on-one basis. So
Absolutely.
People have either problem with their children, their career, their loved ones, themselves. And, you know, I strategize. I put myself in their shoes, and what would I do if I was them? And given the wisdom or the insight that I've been given, I literally go from there. And it's been very rewarding for them and for me. So I realize that I'm also good at being of service, as helping others, not necessarily as an intuitive reader, because I don't think I have that skill, but I feel more like a helping others, like a life coach. But that is something that I do because I enjoy, but that is not my calling. I feel I need the stability, the predictability, the 8-to-5. I need a job, so I'm still pedaling with that. I think I can do both, and hopefully I will be able to do both.
I think you should do both.
Me too. I think you should do both, and that's why it's so important that the job that you choose from 8 to 5 is something that you really, really enjoy, because then it's going to give you, it's going to light your fire even more to do the things that you're doing domestically and coaching-wise.
Yes.
I think it's going to work out just perfectly. It's going to be like one feeds the other.
So you see a big shift for me then by mid-October?
Yes. I don't think you'll be settled in until another month has passed, but I think that you may decide that you're going to go ahead and give something a shot that's offered to you. And like I said, it doesn't mean it has to be forever if it's not a good fit. But, you know, right now, because you so much want that stability, I think you can create it, but it may not be for the long pull. You may find something else before the close of the year that is more ideal.
Absolutely. I think it, and you know, Aphrodite sees a promise in October, and I can understand and appreciate that, but I really think what you're looking for is more after November 18th when Uranus goes direct and moves further away from your Chiron. So I'm looking towards the end of November before you really find something, before you're really sure about what you're finding. So you may take on something temporary at that point in time. But I still feel that you have a little bit of ways. Why I was hesitant is because I feel you have a little bit of ways before you're going to find that. I do feel it'll be spontaneous. I do feel once you're there, you'll know it's it, and it will fit, and you'll be right. So it's coming.
I hope so. I can. I mean, it's funny because I even met somebody that I'm really connected emotionally at my home. It's funny that everybody says when you're looking for love, you need to go out there. And I always smile because I'm like, no, sometimes it comes to your
I like it.
Sometimes it just knocks on your door and it just wants you to stay there. He is a September 30th, 87. I do not know the time. I don't think he even knows his time.
And where was he born?
He was born in Barendrecht. You may not find it, but near Rotterdam, the Netherlands. It's a small, tiny town, and it's funny because I used to live there many years ago.
Do you know how to spell it?
B as in boy, A as in apple, R as in Rome, E as in Edgar, N as in Nancy, D as in Daniel, R as in Rome, E as in Edgar, C as in Charles, H as in home.
Got it.
In Drake.
Oh, interesting. I'd really love to know his time.
I wish too. I don't think he knows himself.
He might have a Sagittarius. I would have that Sagittarius, just to let you know. I think that there's a really strong connection here as far as learning and growing and expansion. I think you enlighten him and awaken him in many different ways. What do you think, Aphrodite? I think he transforms and changes your life. As you know, your Pluto is conjunct his Sun. There's so many different things here going on with these dynamics to keep you two intrigued with each other. What do you think, Aphrodite?
I like it quite a bit, actually. I like it a lot. But then again, you know, I am.
Yeah, I know. I know the then again, by the way. I see it, and it's clear. And I think it's confusing for me in a way. And it is confusing for him too, as well, because it's something that never happened to him before. And for me, I mean, unfortunately, it's not the first young person that I have been approached by. But there is a gap, obviously, of age. And but the there is a dynamic that transcends my logic. Actually, I feel like I knew him from before. It's kind of weird.
Well, I think the key to the relationship is to be able to be very spontaneous with each other.
Yep.
That is the key. I think if life is always full of surprises, and again, the things that are happening daily, you know, it's something that you really can connect and respond to. I just feel the relationship has a tremendous amount of potential. I like it. I like it because his Mars is in trine to your Venus. I like it because his Uranus sits on your Sun, and his Venus sits on your Uranus. So there's a lot of things about practicing individuality, being full of surprises, being able to be spontaneous, but at the same time, being able to appreciate each other's prosperity and goals. I just think it's a nice mixture of energy here. It's just a really nice mixture of energy. I like it.
It caught my attention that Pluto is in between, which leads me to believe that there is a karmic and underlying.
Well, again here, his south node hits your Pluto natally, okay? But that also, he's doing a redo of his lifetime again. But I do feel that you two have been destined to be in touch with each other. So there's a karmic thing here, a kinship to really transform and change each other's life. Like Aphrodite said, there's a lot of spontaneity here. And life is in the journey and not in the destination. And this is a journey that I do, again here, strongly suggest you take the ride wherever it leads you to, okay?
Because
I think it's an adventure, and I think it can work really well. But again here, there are some differences, as you both know, in this relationship.
Yeah, and Neptune is also there, which also, my understanding that it blocks the ability to see with clarity things?
He has a 1 degree Mercury. Well, he has somewhere around a 1 degree Mercury in Scorpio. He could even have a 0 degree Mercury in Scorpio, which I have natally, okay? And he has a highly intuitive ability, and he has a strong instinctual manner when it comes to that, where, you know, you might not always know what he's thinking. Okay, because of it or where he's coming from. But I will say this. If you ask him, he will answer. Okay? You just can't be... You have a Mercury in Sag, so you process things way quicker. He processes things deeper. He goes further into it. He just doesn't figure out the solution to the problem. He figures out multiple solutions to the problem. Okay? Do you understand it that way?
All this time has been nothing but a platonic friendship. Nothing has been in the open. I've been holding back my feelings. I pick up on his feelings, but nothing has been said. That's what I mean. It kind of throws them off. And it definitely throws me off because it's just not what I would want, logically speaking. But I do have to honor the gift. And I do honor it. And I recognize it. And I see it. But until it's not acknowledged on both, you know, he's in at least. Definitely, I'm not going to acknowledge anything, so I'm just going with the flow.
He's a one-to-one relationship guy. Once he gets focused on one individual, that's it. Okay? So, you can bet that about him.
Do you see anything blossoming?
And his Mars are exactly opposite. So, usually, there's always an attraction between the two of you. Okay? And it doesn't matter if it's sexual or if it's romantic or if it's intellectual or it's just because of the fact that you feel that there's a sense of just connectedness, okay? But his Mars is in square to your Sun. So the way that you would do a thing and the way that he would do a thing would be very, very different. As Jacqueline pointed out, he is detail-oriented with that Mars in Virgo. His Mercury is in Scorpio, and because it's so early, it's within the first 2.5 degrees, his powers of concentration are probably phenomenal. Sometimes he has to be in the stillness. He has to be in the quiet.
Yep.
Yep.
Do you see anything blossoming? Do you see anything going on there for me? I mean, really, right now, with the job situation and the love situation, it's not my happiest moment, I tell you.
Well, and that, here again, I agree. I think that in your chart at this point in time, you're way stressed out, and I think that you're pushing the relationship away, okay? And I think, you could, you know, as long as it's convenient, go with the flow. Don't put blockages where there doesn't need to be blockages. Enjoy the time you have with him and enjoy the energy that the two of you have together. And let it flow the way it needs to flow instead of, again, here I feel you're putting these blockages and putting, you know, labels on things to this relationship when you should just see where it's going to go, you know.
Well, logic kicks in. I mean, you know, in Spanish we have a phrase that says the devil knows more because of his age than because he's the devil. And it has to do with aging. I don't want to be, you know, embellishing more than what it is. I mean, I have the feelings. He hasn't acknowledged any of them. I'm definitely not going to come up and open up because I don't want to scare him on one end, and on the other end, I just don't find it appropriate. Until he doesn't acknowledge something, at least I intuitively pick up on the way he looks at me. You know, him flying 4 times to see me from Europe and just wanting to be around, and that I appreciate and is very flattering. But like I said, at the same time, it's unnerving because I'm not exactly sure how do I even introduce him to others. So then they're like, well, he's a friend, and they always start giggling and they're like, yeah, sure, he's a friend. I'm like, no, really, he's a friend, but.
And that's where
I don't think you're going to have to wait that long to find out, because Saturn is moving forward in Scorpio. It's at 7 degrees and 49 minutes. The North Node is retrograding in Scorpio. It's at 10 degrees and 19 minutes. Within the next 6 weeks, they are going to connect right on top of his Pluto in Scorpio. And I have a feeling that within the next 6 weeks, you're going to find out exactly where he stands. Trust me.
Well, even if I find out, then what do I do with it? I mean, he's flying back and forth. It's a lot of money.
I guess you... I know. But that's it's very much about his empowerment, okay? And so my feeling is that I think, like Jacqueline and I both have pointed out to you, I think that this relationship is a treasure, no matter what direction it goes in. But I feel that both of you are kind of like waiting for the other person to speak up. You're like, you know, have like a Mexican standoff, if you will. So I think... ride the train, be yourself, be as charming as you can be, and see what happens.
Yep. I guess I can do that. Well, 6 weeks is not too far, I guess, for now to wait.
Yeah,
and
job
front, I hoping that really something gets resolved next week. I mean, you have no idea.
That's why I'm trying to, you know, calm you down and make you look at it. Is because you do have time, you know, in this frustrating point in time. And I know lots of Sagittarius that are pretty frustrated right now. In this frustrating time, while you're in a holding pattern with it, make a choice of what you want to do with it. Okay, start looking at where do you want this to go. Okay, because again here, I agree with Aphrodite that this is going to blossom here in the next few weeks. So plan and prepare. You have that capability of doing that. What do you want out of this relationship?
I want to live it fully because I feel life is a gift. We live each moment and it's all that we have. And let it be for what it is. And if others don't understand, then that's their challenge for them to go through.
Absolutely. It has nothing to do with anybody else.
Yep. Yeah, no, I get it. I do get that. And obviously, if it's the proposal is put in front of me, that's exactly what I would choose. I mean, I wouldn't even have much to think about it. On the job front, however, like I said, that's that's the one that brings me back to reality, takes me away from the philosophical aspect and the spiritual aspect, and it's like, okay, bills, you know, deadlines.
My Virgo thing.
Come back here. Don't be too high up there.
Well, we're glad you called in tonight. We're at the top of the hour, and keep us posted.
I promise I will. You guys are awesome, by the way. You guys really go deep into it. You don't just scratch the surface. I really wish that you would have a longer show and you were far much more often on the air.
Well, thank you very much.
We appreciate that. Right. Good night.
Please consider it, because believe me, you want to make a lot of difference in a lot of people, just giving them, letting them to know where, you know, where things are heading and so on. So please, keep it on.
We will. Okay. Night.
Thank you, ladies.
Well, this has been the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. You can
tell them where they can meet you.
Okay, you can reach me at 772-286-2720. And you, Aphrodite?
At 540-400-0110. And we're usually here every Sunday night, unless we're traveling. And we're trying to be here between 6 and 7, and we're here to serve you. And we hope you enjoyed the show, and you'll tune in again and keep us posted as we're trying to give you insights and help you along your path. We're always happy to hear from you.
Absolutely. Have a good week.
Have a good week. God bless. Good night.
Bye-bye.